Bruce, B-R-U-C-E, Clark, C-L-A-R-K, 11763. He was seen on the 2nd. Mr. Clark is a 60-year-old gentleman, originally from Houston, Texas. Steel worker. His wife passed away some 3 years ago. He is no longer able to take care of himself, so he lives in a home where he has a caretaker, period. He's currently on hospice with COPD. He's short of breath. He's thin. He has difficulty with movement, even one or two steps. He used to have a heavy smoking history, but he's cut down to 9 or 10 cigarettes a day. He says he's lost at least 10 pounds in the past month. His MAC is 24 centimeter down, 2 centimeter from earlier. Patient's sleeping much longer, at least 12 hours a day now. He's short of breath. He decides what to do, what not to do during the day because he can't do his regular chores. He has severe muscle weakness, period. He has a KPS score of 50%. His other comorbidities include symptoms of bowel and bladder incontinence, severe weakness, muscle associated with muscle wasting, both lower extremity and temporal region, shortness of breath, end-stage COPD, schizophrenia, hypertension, panic disorder, and social phobias. Also seizures. His seizures are controlled with the help of Depakote. He's currently taking nebulizer treatments every 4 hours and Trilogy as an inhaler. His other medication includes Seroquel and Depakote, as I mentioned. His O2 saturation today is at 90%. Without 88% without oxygen. He does have oxygen that he uses on a PRN basis. He refuses to use it on a regular basis because he thinks people that use oxygen will eventually die. Overall prognosis remains quite poor for this gentleman, for this 60-year-old man with end-stage COPD. Thank you.